This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney. I hope you had a chance to hang out, chillax, eat some burgers, do whatever you would do on a Labor Day. A lot of people I know were just doing nothing. They were watching some tube, catching up on reading, just relaxing, not wanting to labor, right? And of course, Labor Day for a lot of people, you get, or else you maybe you get, you know, time and a half, which a lot of people like to work on Labor Day, but everything's going to be closed. So if you were thinking when you get up on Monday, hey, I'm going to go run to the post office, I'm going to do a couple of quick errands, no banks, I mean, ATMs, but no banking, no post office, none of that kind of stuff. And a lot of restaurants and hair salons and those kinds of places will be closed, but some of the big box stores will be open too. And then some restaurants take advantage of staying open during Labor Day because people want to go out and eat maybe. But whatever you're doing, I hope you had a chance to just relax for a couple of days, or maybe you went somewhere. I know a lot of people traveled on Labor Day. For me, I am traveling. Me and the Hubs were hitting the road, going to Canada and a couple of places up north. You'll hear some of that along the way in these future broadcasts coming up this week. I'm going to actually see Niagara Falls from the other side. I haven't done that. So I had to, it's interesting, I had to upload COVID information, CDC information, because otherwise I wasn't going to get into Canada, and they have an app where they check you at the border with your passport, the COVID information, and then decide if you can go over or not. You have to say where your destination is ahead of time, 72 hours in advance, all of that. So we've done all of that, and we'll see how that goes. And also flying again, you know, going through the airports, and it's going to be Labor Day, so what will that be like? Should be, I think, hopefully smooth, but pretty interesting, that's for sure. All right, over this Labor Day weekend, there were some interesting things that happened. History was settled, perhaps, with one of the greatest tennis players of all time. A launch was scrubbed, and Mississippi was splash flood. So Serena Williams, I was really hooked into this. I covered her, watched her play, saw her do some amazing things. Ila Tomjanovic beat her at the U.S. Open in the third round on Friday night. It was a three-setter. It was a thriller. The people really got their money's worth who saw that match. 27 years on tour. This is it for her, supposedly. I mean, the door could always reopen. Look at Tom Brady. But at 40 years old, going on 41, she said she was evolving from tennis heading into the U.S. Open, but the crowd has just been so behind her. Think of winning 39 Grand Slam titles, 23 singles titles, 14 doubles titles, 2 mixed doubles titles. Just absolutely crazy, crazy good. Sadly, she finishes one singles Grand Slam short of the all-time record, which is held by an Australian, Margaret Court. But she said she's kind of come to terms with that. She wanted that record, and she wanted to break that record, but she has nothing to shirk away from. I mean, she is the GOAT. She is the greatest of all time. Yeah, I just don't know how you couldn't think that. Because even if you know nothing about tennis or nothing about Serena Williams or the family, I mean, she grew up in Compton, California, the land of bullets and really rough, poor area, and emerged from that to you know, do the things that she did, and she's given back to so many people, so many people. What a incredible career, an amazing career for Serena Williams, but ended in three sets on Friday night of the Labor Day weekend. Artemis was supposed to launch on Saturday, but it was scrubbed for the second time. They're saying maybe September, October, depends on what they decide when it will actually go off. And of course, the big problem is they detected on Saturday a liquid hydrogen leak and, you know, they disconnect it. This is what they did. It feeds the rocket with hydrogen in the engine section of the core stage. And it was different than the leak that happened ahead of the scrubbed launch on Monday. So what does that mean? That means that they're not, of course, going to try to send that up until everything is troubleshot and they know that they'll get these other windows and they'll address whatever that issue is, because this is a big, important journey and, frankly, is a lot of money that goes up into space, right? 37 days, travels to the moon, loops around it and returns to Earth. It goes 1.3 million miles. So no humans on this one, but it's got three mannequins and a Snoopy toy. They're going to ride in Artemis's Orion. And the reason is because Snoopy is going to be a zero gravity indicator. I talked about that last week. He's going to begin to float inside the capsule once it reaches the space environment. And then the mannequins will measure the radiation future crews would experience and test some new suits and shielding technology, because that's part of the whole moon thing. And they'll have cameras inside and outside of Orion sharing the images throughout the whole thing. This is pretty interesting. And then the human part of it is supposed to happen in 2024 and 2025, and eventually delivering, you know, crews, manned crews to Mars. So how about that? Flash floods in Georgia. Oh, I hate hearing that. I know. If you've ever been in horrific rain, do you really know every area around you where the low-lying areas are? And of course, I don't really think all of us do. And in northwest Georgia, the rain was so heavy, they say one in a 200-year event, that these two counties, especially Chattanooga and Floyd counties, got 10 to 13 inches more rain, they say, is coming. I mean, it's just been catastrophic. So Governor Kemp, of course, does the state of emergency thing. They estimate a foot of rain in some places. You got the rivers that are rising rapidly, and that causes problems. And they're just telling people, look, seek higher ground now. Don't fool around with this. Low water crossing, small creeks, streams, urban areas, highways, underpasses. I think the underpass thing catches a lot of people. I mean, look, I know it's happened to me. I haven't been flooded out in the car, but nearly. And the reason why is because I didn't realize what, you know, the water situation. And I think that a lot of people get caught up in that same thing. So if you're listening to me, I know we have fans in Georgia. Please, please, please be careful out there. Wow. Really, 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 really tough. And I hope that the rest of you have had a chance to do something fun over this Labor Day weekend. I tuned in to the new Lord of the Rings of Power series. It's on Amazon. I like it. It's that whole, you know, Middle Earth deal, and it's I don't know, it's got some interesting moments in it with these battles, and we'll see. I mean, look, they launched with three. It looks like some of the better battle scenes are coming down the road, but I liked what I saw so far. I mean, this is that whole fantasy thing, and I liked some of what I saw. And I'm not super critical about it, though. I did like Lord of the Rings, not initially, but then when I went and watched all three, I really, really, really liked it. All right, stay tuned. We got a couple of great guests coming up. Lewis Cook talking about the Alamo, Things You Don't Know. Judy Rentz, oof, with a terrible disease. Watch out. Kevin Valter talks about what it's like to be a teacher in the inner city. Stay with us. It's the rich man.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Kevin Valkers joins us now, and he has written what I think is such an important book, Structuring At-Risk Children in Urban Communities. Kevin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
What was it that led you to writing this book? Why did you decide, I think I need to get this book out there?
Oh, because I see all the dynamics, the changing, the paradigm shifts that's going on in all these communities, all in different states, of all these kids having all these issues at home, and then it shifts to school, and then it shifts back on the street in the community. And then a lot of our kids are ending up either shot or dead because they don't have the respect for authority figures in the school because they don't have respect or authority figures at home. They just lost the respect and authority and they're fighting teachers. They are smoking and drinking in school. They're raping kids. I mean, it's a lot of things that's going on in the school, and I just think we need to change it. Very, very soon, or we're going to have a lot of issues coming up in about 5 to 10 years from now.
And you're somebody who speaks from experience, having been in the schools, being there in the schools, you know what that's like. And you were in an incident. How terrible is that for you? Because you really care about these kids.
Yeah, I had an incident back in 98 when I first started in school where a kid had stabbed me in my face. So, yeah, I was at a bad boys school and with Chicago Public School, and the kid has stabbed me in my face. So that was terrible because, you know, my family was like, I don't think you should. I don't know if this is the right field for you, you know, because I saw a lot of dynamics then, and it didn't get worse since then. And I've been with the Chicago Public Schools for 25 years now.
Wow. But boy, do the Chicago Public Schools need, Kevin, people like you. So when people are listening to this, and there's people listening even around the country in other urban areas where certainly they're experiencing similar things, what are some of the things you suggest that need to happen in the book?
One thing that's strong in my book is the parent involvement. We need parent involvement in the schools, especially the fathers. That's a big piece of it to make this paradigm shift in these communities. Once we have parent involvement and holding them accountable for their kids, even at the attendance, you know, holding the parents accountable to make sure the kid is in school, and then I can lead to the structure of how we can structure the schools like I have done for 11, 12 years. I used my book as a guide, and it worked with me and my team for 11 or 12 years. But when I saw the shift starting to change, then I was like, I don't want to be in administration anymore, because a lot of my rules that I knew that needed to be in a place to be effective weren't allowed. So
is that part of the problem? Is part of the problem that there's this push-pull with school boards, with what's actually happening on the ground? Because a lot of times people will read something, and to you it completely makes sense. To your team it makes sense. I've heard this from other administrators. But the people that are actually making the decisions aren't there on the ground, so they don't see it.
Right. I need help from the government, athletes, actors, aldermen, the Democrats, the Republicans, community activists, all of us as stakeholders working together to make this change. We can't do it without one of these being absent. Then if we don't do this soon and very soon, we're going to see all stakeholders, families will be affected in the near future. And we're going to have this global cultural destruction.
Do you have hope that there is a way out of this, like you said in your book?
Yeah, I have hope. And I have a daughter that I need the work, because I have to send her to these to school, too, you know. And just like all these important people and famous people that I mentioned as stakeholders, if they doing homeschool, eventually they're going to have somebody in their family that's going to be affected by one of these disasters that I mentioned, as far as the smoking, the drinking, being sexually assaulted, you know, all these things play an effect. I mean, we need to make this paradigm shift if we want to make this work. And I know for a fact that the father's got to be in play.
Yeah. And we just went through a Father's Day, and every year there's a Father's Day, and people talk about the importance of that. And yet we see that it doesn't get better in many cases, right?
It has gotten worse. So, you know, and I just want to make sure that, you know, if we don't make a change, you know, and make sure the kids change the way they eat, live, think, and because the old way is not working for us. So us as stakeholders, we got to do what we have to do to survive, especially in the future. If not, it's going to be chaos. And then when it gets too late, then they're saying we need to bring in the National Guards or somebody to help us protect us with these kids, or put them on. They got to be in a curfew. They got to be in the house a certain time. And that's not good. That's not good at all. So I know that these troubled kids, students been in trouble with the police. They've been in and out of different homes. They believe, why should anyone try to save them? I had a troubled time growing up. I grew up on the west side of Chicago, so it was tough growing up. It was tough. I saw a lot of things that these kids are seeing, but I want to show them that you can make it out. You know, you got to have a drive.
I like that you got to have a drive. And you said this throughout, you know, this conversation. And again, the book is Structuring At-Risk Children in urban communities. Anybody can get it. You can get it on Amazon. Easy peasy. Get it. Pass the copies around. Get other people to buy it. So many schools could absolutely use Kevin's book. But ultimately, and like I said, you've said it throughout this interview, but what do you hope the takeaways are for people who read it?
Okay, so like for the schools that want the how to do the book, then I can, as stakeholders can help me set up seminars. I can visit, do school meetings with the teachers, starting with the administrators on down to the custodians, because everybody got to be doing the same thing in the school or this, it won't work. You know, we can't have a weak link in the chain. Everybody must be saying and doing the same thing. So my goal is to have seminars. I know I have friends in different states that is having the same issue. I mean, there's teachers just don't even want to go to school. And yeah, they don't show up. So the kids are running to school. And now you have a shortage of students that's in college that's even going in education. So can you imagine how education will be 5 years from now when we have a shortage now of teachers? And then now we have teachers that are not even going into the field because they see there's no structures in the school. No structure. Nothing's happening. Kids doing what they want, fighting, beating up the teacher, cursing them out, because they do what they see it at home. You know, mommy being a friend with them, smoking, drinking with them. You know, you have high school girls sleeping with their mother's boyfriend and vice versa, boys sleeping with their daddy girlfriend, and all this have to change. So that's why the parent involvement is very important, because we need that to make the school run successful. And they have to be doing the same thing as the stakeholders, because they're part of the stakeholder too.
Yeah. And like you say, for everyone that's listening, listen, even if you're not in this situation, it affects you because it's like a cancer that spreads. It spreads to the suburban areas. It gets worse. And nobody wants to see this. I mean, we really are all in this together.
Yes. Yes. And I need everybody to pull it. We need it all. And I want to start with the head, the government. I know and these aldermen in these communities. And if we get some athletes and actors come in and the community activists, and then we all work together to make this change, because I know a lot of these people say, well, I'm just going to homeschool my kid, but it's still going to affect your family. And we don't want to wait until it affects your family and then they want to make a change.
Yeah, because that's too late and that doesn't work, and that just ultimately pulls down the morale and hurts everybody all the way around. Well, a great book. Amazing what you're doing. Hanging in there, trying to help, keep fighting the good fight. Structuring at-risk children in urban communities. Kevin Valters, thanks so much for coming on.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Minnesota State Fair officials confirmed in a press conference Sunday that officers responded to a gunshot inside the fairground that led to Saturday night's chaos and the fair's early closure that night. According to police, there had been groups of youths fighting and causing mischief in some of the heavily populated areas of the fairgrounds at the time of the shooting. St. Paul fire medics took one person to the hospital for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. Minnesota State Fair Police Chief Ron Nafla says their security measures remain in place, and other than bringing additional officers to the fair Sunday and Monday, officials are at a loss of how to stop those weapons from entering the fairground.
I don't know what else could have been done. Somebody to engage in such a brazen act in a crowd of people with no regard for the safety or the lives of others.
The shooter, believed to be male, reportedly escaped the fairgrounds in the chaos and remains at large.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There was so much I didn't know about the Alamo, and I wish at the time that I had this book. Lewis Cook is with us, and his book is Joe's Alamo Unsung. So you think about, like I said, what didn't we know and what don't we know about the Alamo, and he has put it together in this brilliant book. Lewis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. I'm delighted to learn that you got married at the Alamo. That's amazing as well.
I like the history. You know, there was something about the history of it. There was something about what I felt when I was there. And there's so many things, like I said, that we don't know that you researched and you put into this book. So let's talk about that. You know, the one thing that everybody listening to us, I bet, has heard, remember the Alamo. And that slogan is such an important slogan, but the problem is there's people, because that's about courage, there's people that weren't recognized at the Alamo, right?
Oh, and that's the part that bowls me over. For example, that statement, remember the Alamo, was probably first said by a woman, Susan Dickinson, and she was saying it and said it first because she wanted everybody to remember that her husband, a very devoted guy named Captain Almon Dickinson, who was in charge of the artillery, had got killed at the Alamo. And her only daughter, their only daughter, Angela, was also a toddler. And she was 50 be tied, to have them remember her husband and their sacrifice. So that was the first thing that kind of stood out for me at the Alamo. But another one that comes to mind is a statement that is written in our history book. It says, it is sometimes said that life at the early days of Texas was an adventure for men and dogs, but hell on women and horses. Nowhere mentioned there are blacks or minorities, and therefore that says we're probably a step or so below horses and dogs. And I'm saying it facetiously, of course.
Right.
But historically, it has too much truth to it. So that's how this story, that's how this book got written. It actually started with me having to teach Texas history to 8th graders or 7th graders, I forgot the year, and I had no Texas history. That's not a way to start off in Texas. The kids knew more than I did, and I was incensed that I would not let them continue to embarrass me in front of the classroom, so I had to go and learn some Texas history while I was teaching it to them. And, of course, that was quite a challenge, but that's how this thing got started.
Yeah, and you learned that there was, you know, these, first of all, there's overwhelming odds, we know that, but you learned that there were volunteers that fought. You learned that there were all races and religions that got together and fought, and that's not really talked about.
And it's amazing, because the only survivors, the only English survivors of the Alamo are Susan Dickinson, we just mentioned her, her daughter Angelina, and Joe. Joe was William Travis the slave. And he said, the only male survivor said that every race and every religion was there. Every race. Every religion. So how and why would we ignore so many other persons who contributed to such a vital thing in our nation's history and, of course, Texas history? It was an oversight that when I learned about it, it was like, that's too much.
Yeah.
We got to do something about that. But the challenge came from one of my students who actually asked me. His father, I learned later, was a history professor at the University of Houston. And he was sending these kind of questions to his son, and they were keeping me up at night. But that was the kind of thing. Joe and John. Joe is a survivor. John is listed among the dead at the Alamo. So we know minorities were there. But regrettably, John was listed as a black boy. And, of course, that's kind of insulting. But it, again, shows the level of respect that we, as women, as minorities, had at the time. For me, the thing I like about it, the book, Joe's Alamo, is not only to remind you of the original line in the sand, but it recalls how women, blacks, whites, yes, I said whites, Chinese Americans, Native Americans, Muslim Americans, Buddhist Americans, all defended the Alamo, all gave their lives. And that's a story I think far worth reading.
Yeah, and you've written this. This is a novel that includes all races and religions that we're just talking about. And what happens with Joe? Joe, who is wounded but lives on, and he speaks Spanish, and he can translate some of the crazy things that he saw, the words of the Army general, as you describe it, who attacked the Alamo. And what was that general like? He was bloodthirsty, wasn't he?
He was a wild man, an absolute maniac. And he wasn't described as killing people for fun, but he was described as killing people for no reason. And for some reason, that seemed to have excited him. When I started reading and trying to get a grip on this story, I started off with just the books that I was reading, the textbooks, and then I read the books in the library at the school that I was teaching, Sharpstown High in Houston, HISD. Then that led me to the University of Houston and to Texas libraries around the state. And I finally read some of the translations of General Santa Anta, who was the general in charge of Antonio Lopez de Santana, in charge of attacking the Alamo for those 14 days. And he was a very brutal guy. He would cut off your head and stick it on a spear and leave it on a trail leading to wherever he was attacking.
Wow. Wow. Just even visualizing that. When people read this book, which you can get on Amazon, Joe's Alamo Unsung, Lewis E. Cook, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Boy, it's two great things I want them to take away from this book, because these people, these defenders of the Alamo who were fighting for independence, were doing just the opposite of what Santa Ana was doing. They were fighting progressively greater and longer odds, whereas Santa Ana was getting more and more reinforcement. And that there are so many contributions from persons all over the country, people from England, Scotland, France, Germany, Denmark, Spain, countries all around Europe. And it's not a stretch at all to imagine that India and China, which are the other minorities that I included, and I had to do so, Kate, but simply because the material, the actual factual historical material, is just too narrow. It didn't even give very much attention to Joe and Susan Dickinson, the survivors.
Wow.
So it only did a speck to the remainder. But I think we did a decent job of allowing people to recognize that if persons came from all of these regions, then it's likely the regions next door could have easily been included. The thing that knocked me off my socks was to learn that the song, we sing it all the time here in Texas, the Yellow Rose of Texas,
yeah,
originally was about a black woman named Emily. Emily, a black lady, is the Yellow Rose of Texas. And the lyrics kind of point that out. So my challenge early on was to say, we start off with a toddler, less than 2 years old, Susan Dickinson, and Joe. How can I show these persons to be the heroes that they were? And I'm really proud of the way I actually ended up showing that toddler, Angelina, the little two-year-old or less, as a hero. And I think it fits well with the description of what she could have done. So I like that.
So you've been to the Alamo, I imagine. What is that visit like for you now?
From my first visit to now, when I get there, the Alamo is like, well, I have to say, it's like a tomb, and I regard it as such. And I see the Alamo as a place of sacrifice, sacred, and respect. When I first got there, early on, I saw the Alamo as a brave spot where, you know, should be somebody's singing swords and fighting cannons and all, but now it is a grave site to me. And it's a grave site for original reasons. The persons who died at the Alamo, all of them, Jim Bowie, David Crockett, James Travis, they were burned. Their bodies were burned in that same ground. So for that reason, yeah, that's your final resting place. But I appreciate it as a place where all of Texas, minorities and otherwise, came together and made a sacrifice and made a tremendous statement for history. Only place in the world, remember the Alamo, where less than 300 people fought for 15 days, almost 15 days, against 5,000 defenders.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy to think of it. Great book, Joe's Alamo Unsung. Lewis Cook, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Under one condition, everybody must agree with your form of self-expression. And by the way, don't cater to the taste, or they'll say, see you later to your face and chase a new obsession.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, her book is called Fighting to Survive. Judy, thanks for coming on. That title makes you think of a couple of different things, and you really talk about what your life was like. Tell everybody why you wrote the book and what the book's about.
Well, I was just compelled. I absolutely had to write the book, and it just flowed. I lay for 6.5 years, literally searching my husband and I both. He retired early just to help take care of me. No doctors anywhere knew what in the world was wrong with me, couldn't help me, gave me little meds, which I just flushed because nothing could help me. But I lay for 6.5 years just looking out the window, practically crawling to the bathroom. Attacks were like, oh, the end stage of childbirth, but you were always in a state of childbirth, exactly like crowning a baby, and then rectally the pressure, the bones were trying to come out, your big iliacs and sacrums, and it was the most horrible, horrible thing, and no doctors knew. No doctors knew. my primaries. At the time, I had two women primaries, and they really, I find women very unsympathetic because they can't fathom what this disease is or how somebody could feel like this. And anyway, the only hope or help that I had, I found an organization in Europe that, and I've forgotten the title of it now, but we talked back and forth and just on the pain part of it. But my husband one night yelled about midnight, and he said, "This sounds just like you." And we read, and it did sound, the precursor is levator syndrome. Not always, but that's the muscle that runs between our two orifices in the bottom half. But men get this also, and men are more prone to go ahead and do suicide. It's just easier for them. And we have two doctors in the nation, and so few doctors will work on men. There was one, but he has stopped working on pudendal period. But anyway, that night, my husband found this information. Now, this is after 6.5 years, and one thing that saved me in between this, I went to a, I don't know what his title was, but he had me walk up and down a hall. He said, "I know what's wrong with you." And he touched my left butt. And he said, "You have pudendal entrapment damage." And the pudendal nerve, not a lot of people know. I've had doctors stare me in the face. I have never heard the word. And that's the problem. That's why I was so compelled. Nobody knows this disease. It's not taught in med school. You can tell any doctor. I have never heard of this. But anyway, this doctor sent me on to an orthopedic, not surgeon, the Tops in Knoxville. He works on the ball players and whatever. And he thought it was coccidemia. Well, he helped me a bit, but he would even call at night to see if I'd been able to get any rest. But in 09, I've forgotten how I found him, but I was down to 88 pounds, just desperate, desperate.
Wow.
And I found someone at UT at Erlanger Hospital in Chattanooga, and he was a reconstruction doctor, and he also worked on pudendal nerve entrapment or inflammation and sorts. But literally, he saved my life. I was down to crawling in the floor, and you beg to die. You just beg to die. The pain is so horrendous in your bottom half, and everything is trying to get out of you. You don't go. You don't do anything. Doctors and hospitals and searching is your life. But internal injections has saved me, and that's what he did. But anyway, I pursued, and after I found him, I put out a YouTube. You can't find any help without letting other sufferers know. And this was June of 07 that I got it, and I was such a vital person, a landscape designer, an interior designer. I did absolutely everything, healthy, healthy, but knocked flat, just out of the blue. Mm. Started with low backache, and I've known people. Now that I did the YouTube and people just called, I used to spend about 4 hours every afternoon on the phone talking with people, just who were searching and desperate. And of course there was no help. Europe had one doctor.
Wow.
And, anyway, and I would say if you can get here we have someone who at least can do internal injections to help with the pain.
So let me stop you. So we have a limited amount of time. So it's great you unfolded the story for us. The book is called Fighting to Survive. We're speaking with Judy Lentz. This horrible thing happens to you. You're vital. You can't find an answer. How are you feeling now?
Well, in 13, I put out a world plea. I didn't know where it was going to go, but my husband had given me an iPad. And I just said, is there anybody in this world that knows anything that can help me? And a doctor answered me in less than 5 minutes. And he had retired from Mayo as a urologist, but that's a lot of times where people are sent. But anyway, he answered and he listed three others above himself. And they're all gone now. But at 81, there was no doubt who I was going to choose. And at 81, he did my surgery. It was bilateral through the rear. And they take out all the nerves and comb them, separate them. And the nerve on the right of me, I'd hurt all of my life, really. But it manifested horribly. He thought through the landscape work and whatever. But I'd hurt all my life. I was born a breech 10-pound baby, and Mom was dying. They ripped and tore me, a country birth. And anyway, after I read his credentials, there was no doubt he had gone to France to learn from a urologist that had quit everything to learn a surgery to help people. So he saved my life. I was once again, he absolutely saved my life.
Because there's no cure because you were going to all these people. So as we wrap this up, we want to tell people that this is something they can, there's people that are suffering from things they don't understand. And you said the key thing, you went out there and you looked for other people. That's the thing to do. You shared your story and you're sharing this book.
Yes.
It's called Fighting to Survive, Judy Rents. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Judy, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You have to let people know if you've found help at all, because you die. You cannot live with this disease. It's written as end-stage cancer pain, but we can't get help. So I'm just praying that the med community might get word of it, and especially the suicidal people, because it's called the suicide disease. Doctors just don't help us. They don't know it. They don't study it. And thank God I found a wonderful specialist in Chattanooga.
And you were able to do that. Hey, Judy, thanks. We appreciate it. That was great. We got to cut you off here because this was good information. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.